Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach, preacher?
Yep.
What happened to the Germans that went into an American bar during World War II?
They got bombed.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Are you a war hero? Be a man.
No, but growing up, you know, being little, everything was World War II.
Oh, because big time.
Early 60s is kind of like, you know.
Right there. I was born 10 years after World War II. When you look at it that way, you go, oh, my God. Some of the shows on TV, Combat,
Vic Morrow.
The Gallant Men.
Yep.
All those movies.
It was just, you know, we had the plastic helmet and the machine guns, right? Everything, right?
Great. Everything was
like in
Army.
The toy soldiers. Yeah, toy soldiers, Army.
Now, that's a war you can get behind, man.
Yeah,
Nazis are trying to take over the world.
G.I. Joe. Like, I remember in the shower when I was in school, people used to tell me I was hung like G.I. Joe.
Remember the movie Green Berets with John Wayne?
Oh, the best.
And then when
music is the best.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. And when they did the teaser for it, when they were going, they did it like Army names. They go, John Wayne, starring Aldo Ray.
How about Saving Private Ryan?
Oh,
my old man
epic.
Now. He had friends that were over there, and they told him that movie was 1,000% accurate, the way it was when they hit the beach.
Fuck that.
Jesus.
Oh, God. If that was my assignment,
they're just waving them
off.
Come on. They're just fucking shooting them down.
I claim that was a stupid fucking mission. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bad intelligence? Like, is that what it was?
Well,
like,
the planes missed, the clouds, the stuff they dropped from the sky overshot the whatever the thing was.
The paratroopers were landing in the ocean.
I mean, how the fuck are you going to do that? Would you do that? I'm sorry.
I mean, you got to serve your country, it'd be like fucking, what are the odds you're going to survive that?
Back then, right? Everybody was on board. You get drafted, man. You were going, right?
Yeah.
My thing is going.
Now, we know what, like, the 20s was like. There was, like, Prohibition. It was crazy, right? So what was America like between, like, 1930 and, like, 1940, before the war?
Well, it was building up. It was went south with Hoover and all that shit. Then the FDR thing, and then they started going up again with the New Deal.
The New Deal.
The New Deal.
Not the New Delhi.
Then they get behind them for the big WW2.
Yeah, it was like, I always think about that because, you know, you look back in history, you can think this and that. I was like, my mother was born, but between 1930 and 40, what was going on, you know?
Our parents, everything my father said was about the war. You know what I mean? Even as a point of reference, he goes, that was before the war broke out.
Yeah, you're all, well,
well
you're
that
all,
was after the war.
Both
it was
of
always
our fathers
about the
were,
war.
World
yeah,
War II.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just started watching Band of Brothers.
That's great.
The way I watch shows is I'm watching like 50 different shows right now. I watch like one episode every 6 months of it, like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like I'm still on, what's Ozark? I just did episode 5. I started it right when it came out, right? I just did episode 5 on the plane of the last season. But the thing that stands out to me about Band of Brothers is the guy there, the captain, looks like Drew Bledsoe.
Who is he?
You know Drew Bledsoe?
Yeah.
You know the guy I'm talking about? He looks just like Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, he's fucking, he's also fucking, he's in Billions. He's in a bunch of shit. He was in Homeland.
Oh, I know.
But great series. I like how they interviewed the veterans at first. I think I've done 7 episodes, but that was good, crazy stuff.
Good World War II movies are the best.
Yes.
Still the best. You know what I mean?
They're great. I've been watching, like, for some strange reason, I recently have become obsessed with World War II.
Yeah.
I never watched Private Ryan.
Well, you know why? Because Netflix is, like, inundating us with it, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're like, putting a bunch of the shit out.
It's and you watch, even the stuff they produce off the cuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's
good
stuff.
Yeah, The Pacific. Yeah. I watched that.
The Pacific.
That'll be the next one I watch. I haven't seen that
either. In color.
But like the things that I don't like watching for some strange reason, and I don't know what it is. I want to watch the American Army. I don't want to watch, and obviously World War II it's fought from many different perspectives. There was other countries that were in it, and it's like I'll watch a movie and it'll be like, oh, this is from the British perspective, and I'll be like, ah, fuck that.
No, All Quiet on the Western Front. Oh, the remake,
I didn't watch it yet.
The new one.
You'll love it.
It's A+.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah, great. That didn't get Film of the Year, right?
It did, didn't it?
No, I don't think it got something. Yeah, it got a lot of awards.
That was big time. That was really good.
I saw the original years ago, which was kind of crazy. It was like ahead of its time.
But that kind of warfare, they phased that out. That was still like almost Civil War-esque, people just facing each other.
Those are all Germans. I don't know if you know the story of that, Taunts, but it's Germany.
I got put off because I'm like, I'm going to have to do fucking subtitles here.
Achtung, baby!
It was such a good movie. You wouldn't mind it. But yeah, I've watched a lot. My girl, who doesn't, you know, we watch stuff on Netflix, and her English isn't good, so you can do the Chinese subtitles on there, which is good. You know, she's infatuated with World War II.
You see what I mean, though? Yeah. So, okay, that's good that she is, but a lot of these people, even people born here, as they've been here longer, more removed from World War II, it's not that big a deal to them, whereas us, born when we were, it was a huge thing, right?
It's like history.
It's a big thing.
It's just like a mock in history.
Right, but nobody has the cast of characters like the Nazis. And I'm not a fan of the fucking Nazis,
but
starting with the chief lunatic of all, Hitler.
He wasn't even German,
by the way. You got Himmler, but everybody's known. Even the Americans, you go, okay, Roosevelt, this one, that one, a few generals, right? But they had fucking Goering, Goebbels.
Yeah,
Goebbels. Fucking Martin Bormann. You know all these guys, right?
Yeah.
Fucking unbelievable. You see the pageantry? They're each wearing a different colored uniform.
Mm.
Fat Hermann Goering's with his white fucking uniform with medals. Then this guy's in a fucking nice blue. Hitler's in a long black leather jacket. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, Hugo Boss designed fucking the Nazi uniform?
Really?
That cocksucker.
It is what it is. It's a sharp uniform.
It is.
I mean, it's a sharp-looking uniform.
But, you know, the whole black motif and all that bullshit. It's a fucking look.
It's a look.
Sick bastards.
What crazy fucks, man. But that stuff, the Hitler, the shows on Hitler are endless.
Yes. Well, his ego was so big, he thought he was going to take over Russia, and that's what fucked him.
Yeah.
But he's a muttering, mumbling prick at the end, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Fucking shaking his hand, shaking that footage.
Well, they said he had a venereal disease?
Oh, he's fucked up.
Like a
syphilis, wasn't it?
Yeah. But if you remember the guys coming home back in the day, well, you know, they had little squares named after him. Sergeant Joey fucking DeMartino Square.
What happened to him?
He got blown up in the war.
How many guys growing up did you see around with, like, no hands and no arms?
Oh, peg legs.
Peg legs.
That's before they had good legs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. They were shit fucking peg legs. Yeah, it was like legs.
A hunk of plastic.
Oh, you know what really would have sucked? When they fucking sawed your leg off with a rusty fucking saw in the Civil War and shit.
Yeah.
And then they showed a guy.
Then they cauterize it.
Yeah.
Right?
Say, do me a favor. Can you just fucking end it right now, please?
I think that's the war I'd probably want to fight in. It's a civil war.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you be the guy? How about if they say your job is to stand in the front, hold the flag, see those guys with the guns, just march right toward them?
I'd rather be killing people.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? What guy goes, really, you want me to be the flag guy? Sure.
I could see Be a Man being like the cannon guy. He's the guy loading up the cannon and stuffing it with that fucking Tampa.
Like a big cannonball, throwing it in.
Yeah, I just wanted to use the stuffer, right?
Yeah. Be a Man's just shot putting cannonballs.
That was a fucking barbaric war.
Oh, bro. Yeah, some shit to
Gettysburg and shit. Some of those battles.
Fucking 600,000, 200,000 dead like it's nothing.
Yeah, right.
Who knew there was that many people in the country at that time?
Yeah.
I go, there's a lot of people then, huh? I wanted to be in the guy on the horse like Robert E. Lee. You're in the back, riding back behind the line and fucking go,
you just point the sword around?
What I don't get is how they fucking mobilize. A great general, okay, the line's whatever fucking miles long. How the fuck do you bark the orders out? You pass it down, you ride, what the fuck, right?
Some kind of signal.
Right. And those historians goes, he squeezed them with a pincer move.
How about the Revolutionary War? They fucking
stupid.
They're very, very, very articulate and fucking civilized the way they fought. They fucking take a step, get down on one knee, shoot,
Right. Well, there was rules. It was a show. Yeah, yeah. Wars. Yeah. You know, the way to fight war.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now,
crazy.
Forget about it. Well, fucking IEDs. They wouldn't go for any of that shit.
The shit you see going on in the Middle East, all bets are off, man.
Oh, you do anything.
It's fucking cut baby.
Fucking babies. Yeah. Do this, do that.
Crazy.
But like these people, like in these modern wars, when they come back, it's they're not getting the hero's welcome like World War II. You know, like these guys.
Well, Vietnam, they got shit on, people spitting on them and shit. I mean, they couldn't help it.
Do you know 1% of this country's men, anybody, women, are involved in the military? Nobody gives a fuck. That's why you see these protesters all over the place, protesting this, protesting that. If there was mandatory draft, you think it would be like this? It would not.
No, I agree.
Do I want my son drafted? No.
Thank God for the military.
Right? There should be mandatory service once my son's too old to be drafted for everybody on the camp. Fuck it. There should be, because then they're invested. That's what Israel does, right? They're
all going to be in the army. Yeah, a lot of countries do.
Most, even Schwarzenegger had to be in the fucking army. No, he said the documentary.
Some countries it's just a year. But, I mean, a lot of countries you have to serve. It used to be that way in America.
I was going to go, but my nerves were shot.
I always thought, I grew up now. When did it start? Like early 60s, the whole conflict over there?
Yeah.
All right, so I grew up watching it for 10 years on TV because we always watched TV at dinner.
Ongoing saga.
I assumed I was going to Vietnam.
I was close.
Yeah, I just assumed.
It ended the year I was eligible, 73. I was 18 years old. It ended.
I was like 15, so yeah.
So did you always feel that like impending doom?
Oh,
like,
I did.
Fucking, like, I'm getting the call.
I didn't. I just assumed I was going. I don't know.
Yeah, because it seemed endless.
Yeah, surprisingly, I just thought.
Right.
Thought we're going to Vietnam. I mean, I know kids that went that were older than me.
Oh yeah.
And stuff that came back a little fucked up.
How about those guys that wear their like their nom clothes still? You know, the hat, and the jacket thing, and that's their whole fucking look. 24/7. You're Joey Vietnam.
Yeah.
I played baseball at Bunker Hill Community College.
Joey Nam there
with. I think one of the guys, there was like three or four guys in their 30s that played baseball that were Vietnam veterans. And they were fucking, they were heavy, heavy partiers, man.
Yeah.
You know, they were fucking good guys.
That was a dumb
took me under my
war, too.
Took me under their wing, but they were good guys, man. But they
The only war I see is legit is the fucking World War II, more or less. Every other war has been kind of fucking pointless and dumb.
That's what built America, man. That's
right.
Fucking really.
Oh, yeah. When I was 15, I'm joining the Army. I'm going to be a Green Beret. By the time I was 18, I go, I'm going to fucking Canada if I get drafted. Fuck this. I got no problem with them Viet Cong, said Muhammad Ali. I'm with you on that, brother.
No shit.
You know what I mean?
Who's the guy? Who did he fight? Was it Vito Inferno?
No, he didn't fight him. No,
no, that's a middleweight. Who's the Italian boxer that said, you know, go in the Army? Remember?
An Italian? Before, not Oscar Bonavina. He was an Argentinian.
Argentina.
Yeah, he KO'd him in the 15th.
Yeah, but he said you know go in the army, you know fight in the army.
Good, remember? Fuck that.
Yeah,
Bonavina was ultimately gunned down at a fucking brothel in Vegas.
No
must
shit.
Have been Italian, right?
Probably be the Argentinian fucking
Argentina's
route.
In Brazil a got a ton of Italians.
Right. Yeah, the whole mixed bag down there. But if you were wounded, say you're in the field, right? You fucking got blown up, your legs all over the place. Would you want to end it or would you want to come back that way?
I
want to
live.
You want to live no matter what?
Yeah,
I want to live. But if you had, God forbid, no arms and no legs like some of them poor pricks I see on TV?
Put a bullet in my head.
Did you see them on the fucking TV? Yeah. You go, wait a minute. No fucking way, right?
At that point, I mean, what's the... I mean,
if the option is die a hero or come back a cripple... I'm gonna fucking die a hero. I'd rather like
I could lose a limb. I could deal with it. One thing I couldn't deal with was being blind.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather be in a wheelchair than blind.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I would too.
I think so. Yeah. but how about this? I'll agree with you. Blindness is 100% unacceptable.
Yeah.
No fucking way. God, please fucking keep our sight good. Thank you. Right?
No.
So you would fight, which war would you say you would have fought in the Civil War?
I would like the Civil War.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'd want to be in fucking World War II.
You know what I mean?
Which part? The Germany part? Or
the Germany part. Okay. Fucking Anzio, Italy.
Well, how about my father knew guys that were fucking going to Italy and fighting where their parents grew up.
Right.
And they had cousins over there on the Italian side fighting.
Yeah.
How fucked up is that?
Yeah. How about this? You go, those World War II guys, they married Japanese chicks, fucking Italians, Germans.
They put them in camp.
Korean guys brought home Koreans.
They had a camp in East Boston where they put all the Germans. Remember they what they call that?
When
they
internment camp?
Yeah.
For the Japanese.
Yeah, there was one in East Boston.
No shit.
They don't know what the fuck to do. I mean, see, historically, they go, but what do you, I mean, in the time and place in history,
yeah, I mean,
what the fuck are they supposed to
I know.
Do, right?
You
don't
know. Who did that now?
Oh.
Against a certain.
This country's so fractured. Like, say you get blown up now. Nobody cares you're a hero, you know?
Yeah.
They don't acknowledge you.
Exactly, no.
We're going to say, you see a guy in uniform, you say thank you for your service? You say that to
I
them?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do.
If you know it's a veteran,
I
say thank you.
I try to, but I don't
always. I meet a lot of people, and a lot of them mention I'm a veteran. I'm like, thank you. And, you know, I say the same thing to cops. I mean,
yeah,
cops get a bad rep.
One year, I didn't know that, like, it was going down. I didn't know exactly, like, what we were doing, but I went to a veteran motorcycle run with Mr. Monday, and we went, and at one point, I looked over, and I'm like, we're in the line to talk to the veterans, and they were all, like, sitting there, and I walked down the line and thanked them all for their service and stuff.
That's nice.
And that was, and afterwards, I was just like, it's powerful stuff, you know?
Yeah.
What I want to know is, nowadays, with all the bad press, the Army's woke, they don't fight to full capacity, whatever, right? Who the fuck's joining the military? They say recruitment is down across the board.
It
every branch. Who's joining?
I guess enough to keep it going.
But they're down in numbers.
So, to get down that much, they'll have to do a lottery draft or something.
Will you enlist, man, if you're called?
I'm too old, unfortunately.
Saying they say you could be the fucking commander-in-chief.
If I'll serve my country.
There you go. How about if they say they want you in the fucking tactician room?
No.
The war room.
I want to kill people. If I go over.
Imagine being a man come roaring over the fucking hill in a kamikaze thing with his machine gun flailing.
Bazooka on my shoulder.
Screaming fucking.
I mean, besides the combat and the fucking, the vicious fucking dismemberment and all the shit that goes down, it looks like the war was a pretty good fucking time.
Oh, yeah. Like those guys on the base.
Yeah.
Nice. Drinking beers fucking in Hawaii.
Drinking beers, banging toots.
Oh, my God. Every now and then you'll run into guys who go, yeah, I was in all 4 years of World War II. I was on the base the whole time. How the fuck did they avoid going out there?
No shit.
There's so many people.
Must have been a guy.
You had to have support people to, you know, run things too. So there was a whole.
But if you're on the fucking sub and your job was in the fucking kitchen peeling potatoes,
I could never be on a sub.
No,
never,
no, never,
no,
never
no,
be
no,
on a
no,
sub.
No. Be too closed in, right? The claustrophobia?
Yes.
No,
I agree then if you get hit by something, it'd be a tough way to go.
Yeah, it's really, really no escape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Be a man. Experience!
How come they say he swears like a sailor? They swear more than other people?
I guess. I mean,
I didn't hear it. You know, I was
a farmer.
Maybe
out at
sea with just guys, they swear a lot. I don't know.
Yeah. More than a Marine? Mm. More than what? I don't get it. We all swear like assholes.
Yeah, no shit. And everybody also accuses the Navy of being like the most like fucking like they're the biggest man whores.
Yeah.
Like they get the most ass. I wonder if that's true.
Maybe the uniform turns the girls on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. How about an officer and a gentleman?
Yes. But those carriers being on a fucking carrier, they seem so vulnerable in today's modern warfare, but they're not too worried about it. They got so many secret fucking weapons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to take out planes, missiles coming at them, all kind of shit. They feel good about being right, huge thing in the middle of the ocean.
Yep.
Amazing?
Doesn't Russia have one locked and loaded? A nuke locked and loaded right
they
now?
They say the U.S. has a weapon. They can shoot it in front of the ship, and the fucking ocean will suck down and take the ship with it. Have you heard this?
Yeah. For real.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh. So instead of like, what are you going to do? They got laser shit up the ass. We don't even know about some of it. Go, pew, gone. You go, I feel good about the U.S. military now, right?
Yeah.
But this thing with the ocean, see, that's the ship, that barrel. They drop it right in front. It's whatever. It takes the whole fucking thing in the water.
What, the whole aircraft carrier?
Whatever. Big boats, yeah. Yeah, it sucks it right the fuck down. Secret weapon.
It sinks it.
Yeah, sinks it down.
So basically it creates like a fucking, like a funnel.
A vortex.
Like a vortex.
Right.
And the fucking boat just sinks.
That's for the enemy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Isn't that a good weapon?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's like a fucking tornado. Video game.
You know what sucks? You see in them movies and them fucking Germans in them shitty U-boats trying to survive a depth charge attack.
Oh,
and they show them in the movie all like this. And they're fucking rock.
They're shaking. That's
and they're all rock.
I hate that.
I still think whoever came up with the fucking boats that fucking stormed the beach, I think that they should be fucking, they should have got court-martialed for fucking drowning.
Yeah, because you open the fucking thing and you're just like,
it's just sitting fucking down.
Right down there.
Mowed down.
That's why you open the thing, you run, man.
Yeah, no
fucking
shit.
50 cal on the high ground with people coming toward you. Come on. It's like a fucking video game.
Yeah.
Right? It's you know, if you Google, was D-Day necessary? There's a lot of people going, no. There is a school of thought.
Mm.
By what do you call it? Military historians that say that was kind of dumb.
Have you seen Oppenheim?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
I have.
You liked it?
I did like it, yeah. I want to see it again when it's on TV. The fucking, it was overmodulated, the sound. The first half hour, I'm going, what'd he say? Huh?
Oh, that sucks.
You know, that kind of shit? It was loud, but indistinguishable. I'm going, I don't understand what's happening. Am I going, when are you hearing it? What's happening? And then I heard some, and then I got better, maybe got used to it. I don't know what happened, but it's good. You got to see it.
I heard it was pretty good.
It's really
good. The other one that came out with De Niro is supposed to be good.
Oh, Killers of the Flower Moon. Yeah,
I think I'll see Oppenheimer next.
Yeah, Oppenheimer's good historical kind of thing to learn. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The whole fucking thing. That whole bomb was designed for them Nazis, but they quit. So how do you drop it on the other guys? Would you drop the bomb on me? Not on me, but if you were calling that shot, would you have done it?
Because you're serving your country, man. You got to follow orders.
So looking in the prism of history, you like that? Prism of history?
Ooh.
Saying we can end all these troubles by dropping fucking serious shit, but you're going to take out civilians like they did in World War II? Do you think we should go back to that or not? This way here you wrap it up.
I mean, right now?
Maybe right now. Maybe whatever.
Say, everyone has so many nuclear bombs now.
Right.
That's the thing that scares me.
There's a secret weapon.
Yeah, it's a nuclear bomb.
The U.S. has a button. If fucking any nuclear weapon launch, shuts off.
Yeah, and and isn't it comforting to know that some fucking senile fucking old goat is fucking behind that button?
Oh, my God. I don't really believe he really is. Someone got to be running. Obama's running the fucking show.
Yeah, somebody's fucking propping him up like Weekend at Bernie's. He's been dead for 5 years.
No one told him.
The nuclear football, all that shit. Saying they go, Mr. President, what are we going to do? Drop the fucking atomic bomb on them. They're going to go, fuck you, no.
Be a man. Experience.
Be a man. If you were in a, say you're like 21 years old, and you were stationed in Japan for like 6 months. How many of those broads do you think you'd take down in 6 months?
Take down.
I take them down and I'm in my 60s, so I think I do a lot better back then.
You know how
I haven't gone out with a lot of Japanese. Like, there's one, I think one actual, I'm trying to think how many Japanese girls I banged. One or two. One I had like a thing going with for a while. A nice girl. And she went to Japan for a month, right? In the meantime, I started banging someone else. I still want to see her, though. And so, like, 6 weeks later, she calls me. She's down the beach, down the Cape. I'm like, oh, when'd you get back? She's like, oh, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was like, fuck her. She didn't even call me, you know?
Yeah.
I was jilted. But that was it with her.
That's
then she
terrible.
Made a comeback, for a little comeback for like a week. Like 6 months after that. But she was a
Japanese chick?
Yeah. She's hot, man. I was
maybe they're mad about World War II.
I took her to the to a Red Sox game, and I had one of those button down red Sox
shirts.
Oh, they
like baseball, the Japanese.
Yeah. Well, that they were playing
they do.
They were playing Seattle. I think Seattle. What's his name was on?
Oh, they had Suzuki. Ichiro.
Ichiro. Yeah. Yeah. Ichiro. So took her to the game. We walked down we walked from like Copley Square down to the game, and it was like summertime. She put that Red Sox jersey on. She looks so fucking hot.
Nice.
She had unbelievable. I used to have her clothes off at night. I'd be like, what is this fucking broad doing?
Couldn't even believe
her body was fucking like the best ever.
Unbelievable.
She was in her 40s. What is this fucking broad doing with me?
Would you just step back and look at her and go, I can't believe I'm with this chick?
I was like, holy shit, look at that fucking ass.
Nice. But was it a big ass?
No, it was
tiny.
Perfect.
Small boobs?
No, average, but they were nice. Everything, she was fucking perfect, you know?
Mannish face? No, sorry.
What face?
Mannish?
No.
You know how I... You know how... You know how in World War II... They, you know how in World War II they looked at that Emperor Hirohito as a fucking godlike figure in Japan? They thought he was like a god, like not a. That's how you would have been if you fucking were taking down Japanese broads on the mainland. They would look at you the same way as they did at him.
No, I could have Japanese siblings. My father had Japanese girlfriends when he was over there.
Oh, he'd be like fucking Godzilla.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but he, you know, I could. Who knows?
Right?
You know, he could have knocked away. But, you know, I mean, the sibling would be like 80 years old now.
Oh, yeah. They could have died all the time.
He could have died already. You know?
How about if they lived and then they got the fucking 10 years later after the bomb fucking death?
Well, my old man was there. He had pictures like against what was left of a wall.
Yeah.
And it was just like behind it was just all fucking rubble.
Yeah. And
they dropped the bomb.
Like fucking was, Gaza.
I got to find those pictures, but...
Yeah? Would you go into the fucking Gaza Strip?
If my country asked me, I would serve.
Right? Yeah. What the fuck? How about that modern warfare
whole,
shit?
That's a whole crazy... It'd be interesting to see how that unveils. Hopefully it doesn't start World War III.
I'm looking... You know something? Is it wrong of me to want World War III? I do.
Well, if it's conventional...
It's not going to be conventional because,
that's
like,
the thing.
You got to think of all the new toys that are out there that we don't know about, right, that we've heard about, but they're going to come out full balls. I think when it's like official that it's like shit is going down, I think you're going to start seeing the fucking robot armies out there.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to put the prototypes in the fucking front line.
Yeah, if not conventional non-nuclear war.
Yeah,
is what I don't. You know, once you start. They're going to lob them at Boston.
Well, keep them
they're
over there.
They're going to lob them in New York.
Right.
Washington.
Right.
That's where they're going to start lobbing them.
Even World War II, we were exempt, except for Pearl Harbor, which is way the fuck out there, right?
Sneak attack.
They didn't fight here.
I'm not up on what's happened last week because I was away, and then I've been back and busy, and I haven't been around to watch what's going on in the world. But it'd be interesting to see how the whole thing.
Do you think it's going to go down? Or what?
I don't know. Be interesting to see what happens.
Listen, with all these fucking weapons over the years, somebody somewhere's got to press the fucking button. Some ship's going to get sunk. Some missile's going to get launched. It has to happen.
Law of averages.
Right?
Yeah.
If they go
a tinderbox.
They go after a U.S. ship, game on.
Yeah.
That is on.
Hopefully.
Are you going to lead the battalion? You got you, Tonzo, and me.
If they need me, I'm there.
Will you fucking knife fight on the front lines?
I'll do whatever
combat?
I have to do for my country. Get me all fired up like it's going
to
happen.
Bang all the fucking. If your country asked you to bang all the nurses in the military hospital, would you do it?
Just the Asian ones.
That's okay. I know we've covered this several times. Let me just for the sake of it. Are you totally exclusively Asian now?
Yes.
100%?
Yeah.
Will you ever go back?
Yeah, well, who say no to a blowjob. I mean, yeah.
I understand. I just wanted to get that on the record again. Hotline.
Be a man hotline.
Yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
This week, we're going to check in with Dallas, and he's got a ridiculous sex story for us, as he usually does.
I was 18 at the time, and I was working selling cell phones for T-Mobile. Ended up meeting this broad one day at work, and I ended up grabbing her number. She was from Nashua, Hampshire. So we hung out a few times. She told me I just broke up with my boyfriend. Nothing serious, and I'm banging his broad for about an hour. When I'm banging her, she's moaning. I hear somebody knocking on the window on the first floor. Just knock, and knocking on the window, and somebody screaming. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Somebody smashes the window the first floor. I see a fist coming through the window. I'm like, oh, what is going on? The dude is screaming. I'm still... here trying to break this girl's back because at the end of the day, I'm not leaving until I finish. Coming to find out that dude smashes the rest of the window and peeks his head and it's her ex-boyfriend. He was one of my co-workers. And I'm looking at him. And I'm just like, just staring at him. I'm like, I'm banging your broad right now. Long story short, after all that, he actually transferred out. We never spoke again. And ended up banging the broad again one more time. And it was a great experience at a young age. One of the story, never smile to another man. Bang their wife.
Oh. Dallas, huh? Wow.
Yeah, that Dallas, man, he doesn't fuck around at all, huh?
He really feels these stories that are sent into
him. He's feeling it all over. So acutely he feels it. I am the one who knocks. Isn't that a Walter White thing?
Oh, yeah.
If you were banging abroad and some guy was rapping on the window, what would you do?
I'd fucking stop and see what the fuck's going on. I mean, especially if it's like a jealous ex-boyfriend, a husband.
Yeah.
You know, if they're fucking packing or what.
Pistol.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd stop and get in, like, attack position.
Yeah.
Would you use the chick
as my underwear on.
Would you use her as a human shield? I would. Right? Fuck that. Say, listen, I ain't going to die over this for you. You could.
Yeah. I mean, the guy would get off because it'd be a crime of passion.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Fighting naked is going to be one of the hardest things to do.
You know, I'm surprised when you read over the years, so many
nude.
Yeah, people say the wife, the husband, caught them in bed. That seems hard. Even a fucking lowlife like me, that could never happen. How do you get caught in bed by the other person?
Yeah, that's.
I walked in. I caught them in bed together.
I don't understand how like guys can go like. Bang a married broad in her bed or her house when they're still married.
Yeah. That's nuts. I mean,
it is fucking nuts.
Fucking the car door slams.
That's nuts, John.
He was supposed to be on a business trip.
That's nuts.
It's really nuts.
Be a man. Experience!
Yeah, so I never served, but it seems like a lot of people I know have, and you know, I thank them whenever I see them. And
yeah.
It's a great thing. They kept this country going, built this country.
Military, I was a kid, huge thing. My grandfather, World War One vet. My dad, World War Two. We were like born right after it, where it was still a hot, hot topic.
Your grandfather's in World War One?
World War One. So I respect the military. I wish everybody else did and would. And I wish they'd fucking untie their hands and let them go. Win this goddamn war.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man. Experience!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.